Here's a sobering truth. After interviewing thousands of business owners over 15 years, a pattern emerged that most people miss entirely. The exhausted entrepreneur working 80-hour weeks often earns less than someone in a comfortable salaried position. Why? It's not about hustle, intelligence, or even luck. The difference comes down to one word: assets. While struggling business owners chase daily tasks like firefighters battling endless blazes, successful entrepreneurs methodically build valuable digital assets that generate income whether they're working or not. Richard Branson didn't build Virgin through sheer willpower. He constructed an empire of assets. In today's economy, where the most valuable real estate isn't Manhattan penthouses, but smartphone screen space, understanding asset creation isn't optional anymore. It's the difference between building a business that owns you and one you actually own. Every business falls into one of two categories, yet most entrepreneurs never consciously choose. Lifestyle businesses, typically 3 to 12 people, prioritize freedom and flexibility, like Jeremy Jauncey's beautiful destinations managing 12 million followers from exotic locations. Performance businesses aim for massive scale, like Rob Gardner's Reddington transforming pensions for 100 million lives. The difference resembles reaching Everest's base camp versus summiting. Both achievements, different preparation. Without this clarity, businesses get trapped in predictable stages: the wilderness, struggling for traction; the boutique, modest success without scale; the desert, growing but cash-starved; or the factory, operationally trapped. Knowing your business type transforms decision-making. Lifestyle businesses need different hiring, flexibility emphasis, and digital asset focus compared to performance businesses requiring different funding, team structures, and growth strategies. Most entrepreneurs should realistically aim for lifestyle businesses with high revenue per person rather than performance ventures demanding exceptional commitment. In a London office building, salespeople with identical skills earn vastly different incomes, some $30,000, others $90,000 annually. The difference? The assets they're selling, not their abilities. A real estate agent selling the same apartment in Mayfair versus Liverpool faces dramatically different outcomes. Income follows assets, not effort. The digital revolution has transformed wealth creation. Soft digital assets now drive modern prosperity. Respected brands, customer databases, celebrity endorsements, best-selling books, industry awards. The wealthiest people today own digital assets, occupying the most valuable real estate, smartphone screens. Here's the critical distinction: tools versus assets. Today's powerful tools, Microsoft, WordPress, MailChimp, Salesforce, are available to everyone. Tools don't grow businesses. Assets do. Struggling businesses obsess over tools. Successful businesses obsess over assets, capturing powerful stories, writing insightful content, winning awards, defining culture. Gabriella Rosa transformed her Sydney fertility clinic by focusing on asset creation: video content, methodology posters, case studies, improved products, and unique systems. Over 2 years, her revenue doubled without significantly increasing staff, and she expanded into 10 countries. The tools didn't create this success. Her unique digital assets did. Passive income is fundamentally flawed. It encourages pursuing ventures you dislike: property investors who hate real estate, tech novices building websites. It tricks our brains into chasing easy wins, spending 1,000 hours and $5,000 for $87.60 monthly is terrible resource allocation. Most critically, it's not passive. Rentals need maintenance, websites require updates, MLM networks demand attention. It's deferred income, unpaid work now for small returns later. The real path is building credible assets through entrepreneurship, creating them, wealth management, acquiring them, or inheritance, being given them. Entrepreneurs create assets from nothing. MBAs optimize existing ones. The entrepreneurial journey follows 7 steps. Discover value at the intersection of what others value, what you enjoy, and what's commercially viable. Reach oversubscribed value, roughly $83,000 annual revenue. Gain influence by becoming a key person of influence. Achieve oversubscribed influence when demand exceeds capacity. Formalize your assets. Transform expertise into scalable digital products. Reach oversubscribed assets where digital products enable easier scaling. Finally, commercialize your assets when all elements work in harmony, making your business highly valuable. Elite companies generate extraordinary revenue per person. Apple earns $2 million per employee, Google $1.2 million, Facebook $1.4 million. Even small businesses show dramatic differences. A consulting firm earning $250,000 per person versus a competitor at $80,000. High revenue per person businesses scale quickly, hire top talent, grow without debt, and acquire competitors. Revenue per person reflects asset quality, not worker motivation. Like lumberjacks with axes competing against teenagers with chainsaws, motivation can't overcome superior tools. Starbucks earns $109,500 per employee versus $60,500 at typical coffee shops, not because their staff work harder, but because they're equipped with powerful assets like global branding, bulletproof systems, and better data. Small business owners obsess over profit and loss thinking, generating leads, converting sales, cutting costs. They overlook fundamental flaws, commoditized products, trading time for money, weak positioning. Large company boardrooms engage in balance sheet thinking, developing products, securing partnerships, filing patents, acquiring competitors. To grow substantially, shift from profit and loss thinking to balance sheet thinking. Treat problems as asset deficiencies rather than sales or cost issues. Valuable businesses aren't built on single elements, but ecosystems of assets working together, like Formula One teams needing excellence in engines, aerodynamics, and drivers. Businesses require multiple high-performing assets to create maximum value. Whether you plan to sell or not, build a company someone would want to buy. Even multi-generational family businesses like Lego and Victorinox command vast sums because of their asset quality. Valuable companies have assets across seven categories: intellectual property, brand, market, product, systems, culture, and funding, totaling 24 assets. This framework consolidates business disciplines into a single dashboard, making scale and value creation a clear game. High-quality assets must be remarkable, value-adding, and scalable. An asset is remarkable if people share it, like company culture that makes employees recruit their network. Assets add value if they pass the 90-day yachting test. They function even if you're disconnected for 3 months. An asset is scalable if it moves freely across distance and can be expressed digitally. When developing assets, decide whether you're aiming for lifestyle or performance outcomes, the difference between hiking gear for Everest Base Camp versus summit equipment. Five megatrends converge: aging baby boomers drawing down savings, millennials valuing experiences over ownership, AI-driven job displacement, government austerity from untaxed digital businesses, and ecological collapse. This convergence marks history's greatest wealth shift as the industrial age peaks and the digital age redistributes money and opportunity. Navigate these changes by becoming a key person of influence, someone known, liked, and trusted in your industry. You don't need millions of followers. Building reputation with a few thousand engaged people creates stability through respected thought leadership. When all 24 assets become remarkable, your business takes on its own life. You'll see opportunity everywhere, effortlessly scale, and attract great people. Then you'll face the question: what is the most meaningful problem I could solve? Beyond the 24 assets lies asset zero, the intangible quality bringing everything to life. It's what you started with when you had nothing and what drives you after achieving success. Asset zero makes you face fears, fuels your passion, and puts you in flow. Success isn't out there. Asset zero is the beginning and end of it all. Be brave, have fun, make a dent.